Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at 4191A Manchester Avenue, right over there in the heart of the Grove. Head over there this Friday. They have an all new music happy hour going on, new records coming in, and then they'll be playing, spinning live vinyl, and they'll have free four hands beer and 10% off any purchase. So, pretty sweet deal. Music, beer, discounts. And then follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to keep up with them. And, of course, musicrecordshop.com for full listings. And if you also, hey, if you're listening to a local band or a local artist, feel free to stop by over there and talk to them about getting some of your records on the shelf. They have a wonderful local selection, and it's always growing. So it's because they want more and more people. They're big components of supporting local. So get out there, get your records on the shelves, go buy some local music, and support local business. So, yeah, musicrecordshop.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Thank you.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Jeff.
John.
And Ricky.
Of The Shameless Pursuit. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast with Shane.
What's up? This is Davey from This Is Our Dance. You're watching Rock Paper Podcast. Peace.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from inside my kitchen, or dining room, whatever you want to call it, hanging out with the guys of The Shameless Pursuit. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for having
thanks
us.
Thanks a lot.
I guess we'll start with everybody who want to introduce yourselves.
Yeah, we can go ahead. So again, we're The Shameless Pursuit. I'm Jeff. I sing and play guitar for the band. We're a three-piece out of Kansas City. Play in St. Louis quite a bit, though. Alternative rock, indie rock, and I'm unfortunately the guy you have to stare at in the front. And I apologize to everybody for that.
My name's Jonathan. I'm the bass player slash synth player slash backup vocalist and sometimes lead vocalist, and I'm just I'm the guy who gets to hide behind Jeff, but still just, you know, rock out and do all this the fun stuff. So thank you, Jeff, for taking all the heat from me.
And I'm Ricky. I am the drummer, and that is my only role. I try to fly under the radar, but I get the best view of Jeff from behind during the shows.
It's actually kind of scary how many comments about my butt I get from you.
Well, you guys are in town to play over at Foo Bar this evening, but probably a little late to plug that show on here, but. You guys, you said you come through here quite often, so, you know, maybe every, 6 or 8 weeks, you said something like that?
Yeah, I'd say, probably every 6 or 8 weeks we end up back in St. Louis. We've got just some really good friends here. I am actually from St. Louis and grew up here.
I'm from right down the road.
Yeah,
Ricky's from right down the road.
Ricky's from Rolla. Yeah. So we've got a lot of connections here in St. Louis, and really see it as our second home. So we end up here quite a bit, and want to continue that, and actually, really, honestly, make that trip on I-70 more often than we even are right now.
Yeah. Well, so how do you guys get to Kansas City then?
Yeah. Well, I got there. I think I got there for school.
Yeah. Same here. I'm still in graduate school in Kansas City at KU Med. So.
Yeah.
And I spent my childhood everywhere, so I ended up in the middle of Missouri, and Kansas City was the natural destination from there.
All right.
So, but I have a heart for St. Louis as well, being an hour and a half away from it during my high school years.
So when you guys come to town, is there a certain spot to
you know, local food or anything to hit? Or?
Yeah, it's actually, I think we have a tradition. It's we always end up on like one of like the St. Louis music Facebook groups asking people what we should eat. And it's cool. It's actually funny. Every group has given us completely different advice every time. Sure. So it's kind of our tradition to try something new every time. Last time we ended up at some Irish pub.
That's right.
What was the name of it?
I can't remember. I think it was down in Del Mar.
It was in Del Mar.
Llewellyn's is a probably big one around here.
It sounds right.
It sounds right. It was pretty good. Got the fish and chips. It rocked my world. so I think we haven't decided what we're doing tonight, though I think in general we're a band that follows their stomach on a pretty regular basis.
What about emos? How do you guys feel about...
Yeah, you know, so actually...
No?
Yeah, about emos.
Jeff being from St. Louis is a
emos
fan.
I have to like emos because I'm from here. I understand. No. But actually, so I live in Kansas City. I live right next to an emos.
Oh, okay.
So it kind of takes the St. Louis charm away from it since I live in KC and I have emos 100 yards away from me. Yeah. We probably won't hit that up.
I didn't realize they were in Kansas City as well.
There's one.
There's one.
And it happens to be right by the local St. Louis.
Yeah. Right by me.
We stick together.
It's actually really funny. It does good business.
Yeah.
It does good business, but I do have to admit, so you can always tell people who are from St. Louis and Kansas City because they all get their pizza at Emo's. It's like this weird thing.
St. Louis expats.
We have a lot of expats.
I'm one of them, right? I go there. I love it. I love the Prevelle cheese. I'm one of the fans.
Yeah, I'm not too wild about it, man. I'm a Chicago deep dish.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
You can come up to Casey anytime
you want.
Anytime
you want. I am a pizza fan. I like it all. I'm always. It's kind of my life goal to try every pizza place and find the best pizza. Mm-hmm. So every time I find a new spot in town, I'm always excited to try something new.
Absolutely. Do you want to plug one right now?
I like it all, but luckily it is a thin. I used to work at Stefanina's, and they have a thin crust also, but they use mozzarella and stuff instead of the Provel, but it is a cracker thin kind of crust, but. But yeah, I mean, I like I said, there's a bunch of my like. I was told there's a place the other day called Black Vine or something along. It's kind of more of a bar, but they do a lot of like deep dish pizza. And I was told that's like the best Chicago deep dish style in St. Louis. So I was like, I have to go check it out now.
Have you been to Dewey's?
Yeah, I've been over to Dewey's. Yeah,
it's
pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Dewey's.
I think I've only been the once, so I don't. It's hard to, and that's probably that's kind of the thing. Like every time I go back to Chicago and try something, I always try something new, and then it's like, but then I forget like which one I like better. Like if it was Giordano's or Illuminati's or what do you know?
Yeah,
so
whichever one.
Yeah, but they're all good. I haven't had a bad pizza up there, but I like a lot of pizza. But it's funny though. I've learned how many things are like unique just to St. Louis. Though, like I learned just a bit ago, I had a friend on, comic Nick Vatterott, who lives in St. Louis now, lives in New York City now, but is from St. Louis. And he when he comes home, he eats Lion's Choice. That's like his first place to go.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that Lion's Choice was a St. Louis. So
it is,
it definitely is.
Yeah. We always come to Chevy's when we're here, and it's just a Kansas City thing, but it's like the freshest Mexican food you can get, so it's like, why not?
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Lion's Choice. Well, and for us, White Castle, because there's really not any White Castle in Kansas City,
yeah,
that's started in Wichita,
thing.
Actually.
Started
in Wichita.
I think grandpa worked there.
Yeah. And then it's not there anymore. It's it got pushed out.
You know, we're also big microbrew fans, so we try to hit up.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis has an amazing beer scene.
We're amazing up this last time.
I was at Alpha just about 2 hours ago. So.
Urban Chestnut was
where we ended up last time with the, they had like a Munich band situation going on outside that was pretty awesome. Do you remember that?
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't?
You texted me and told me to come.
Oh. I think I sent you a video.
I was with my brother. You did.
Oh, yeah.
I was very jealous.
Yeah, we got Schlafly and Forehands and stuff. We got a lot of
amazing scene here. Yeah. Last I've heard time really good things here. About Square One recently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a
last time we were, I think again, I ended up away from you guys last time we were in St. Louis, but last time we played here, I ended up at Forehands, actually for too long. That was tough.
It's a hard life.
It's a hard life.
There's a. Oh, my dogs are locked up if you hear them barking. and then also there's another what do you guys feel about gooey butter cake? You guys familiar?
Yeah.
Jack, you can speak to that.
Yeah.
I won't go out of my way to eat gooey butter cake, but I will happily eat gooey butter cake if it just happens to be in front of me. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah. When in Rome, right?
When in Rome. If it's there, I'm eating it.
Yeah, it is weird that's like, you know, again, another just St. Louis thing. Our toasted ravioli.
Toasted ravioli, that's what I heard like in college.
Toasted ravioli. That's a big one.
It's funny how some of these things never quite picked up elsewhere, but they are huge staples in St. Louis. Here, so people love toasted rav, man.
I do think toasted rav is something that I get every time I come to St. Louis. Yeah. Even if it's not good toasted rav, I have to get it. It's just
there's a spot on the hill. The name's escaping me right now, but
is it the hill? There's the hill on the hill, but
it's some restaurant down there in the hill. And that's where all the best Italian restaurants and stuff. Anyway, I'll think of it later and I'll tell you guys. But yeah, it's they've been featured on whatever one of the Food Network shows and all this stuff for their raviolis, and they have literally they're probably 5 bites of toasted ravioli or something. You know, they're like twice as big as like most of the regular ones I see like in any other places. So, and they're awesome. They're really good. We went down there and tried them out for the first time not too long ago on somebody else's recommendation, and I was like, yeah, that's some good toasted ravs.
You know, the only time I just get really disappointed anytime I get toasted ravioli and it's full of cheese instead of meat.
Oh, yeah.
You ever get those?
Yeah.
Or do you prefer those?
I like the beef ravioli.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know who likes those cheese. Yeah. Ones, though. It's nasty.
Yeah. You guys, do you have any other spots you like to hit when you're in town?
I'm a big fan of coffee. I love going to the coffee shops, and I always end up at a new one basically every time. There's one, it escapes me, it's right across from Dead Wax.
Is that Sump?
Yeah, Sump. That is an awesome little place. I always end up in one of those.
For sure.
Yeah, as I said at the beginning, it's mostly like food and beverage.
Yeah.
Basically, that's how we plan our tours. So yeah. What breweries do we want to hit this year?
Yeah, man. I mean, again, like I said about Chicago, like every time we go up there, like I map out like where I, you know, I plan to go to Al's Italian Beef and stuff. You know, I was like, my trip revolves a lot around the food first and stuff. So.
Hey, you got your priorities.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So, cool. So, you guys, you said you earlier, I believe, that you have your music is available locally here in St. Louis. You are in a music record shop and Vintage Vinyl and Dead Wax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we're for sale in all three of those places. Obviously, our music's online too. And
sure.
If you don't want to pay for it, you don't have to. It's you can get it, you know, Spotify and. I mean, it's very accessible, but if you want that, if you wanted that physical CD of our most recent EP, which is called Fail It Forward, came out in October of this last year, which feels like yesterday. It's amazing that was like 8 months ago or 7 months ago.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. But so it's physically available in that. Avenue as well, so Dead Wax, Vintage Vinyl, and all that. You might have to search for it in Vintage Vinyl. I've never seen such a big record store.
Yeah, but, man, that's one of the last of a dying breed, man. It's exciting that we do have a great record store with such history still here in St. Louis. And, you know, yeah, I was actually fortunate enough last year in April of 2015 to DJ a record store day over Vintage Vinyl.
Oh, cool.
Which I was, you know, thrilled to get the phone call, like I, or the email, but Jim, who does, I believe he manages or part owner up there, and he gives, you know, I get a call or like an email, saying, hey, would you be interested in doing a guest DJ spot? And I'm like, yeah, that sounds incredible. Like, I, you know, so obviously it would have been super cool to spin vinyl in Vintage Vinyl, but being that I was invited on behalf of the show, I wanted to incorporate, you know, and so I made like just I ended up making just a burn CD with a bunch of my friends from the first year of the show, and to promote the music, and I used like all their we do these little drops like, hey, you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast, and I dropped all those in before the songs and stuff, trying to personalize a little bit. And so it was pretty cool, man. I was like, you know, that was one of the highlights for me for sure doing the show, is to be able to do that and inside a record shop there.
Oh, what very cool. What a cool experience.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know they did DJ spots, I guess, on Record Store Day.
Yeah, Record Store Day is just a huge party, man. And never, you know, and they got live bands. Like, they had live bands out on the sidewalk outside, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the DJs were going inside and stuff, and a lot of people from like KDHX and other, you know, interesting people all around town. So it's and that Record Store Day is coming up 16th. Yeah. So get out there and go buy you some records and support your local record stores.
Yeah,
keep
yeah.
these places going.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah, we love Record Store Day. That's for sure. Yeah.
I was at Dead Wax just the other night. There's a Beth Bambara was there. She's a local singer-songwriter, and she was doing they did like a acoustic kind of thing in the back room. They have like this little space in the behind the store, and so maybe like 30 of us or something in a room, and she did this little, her and my friend John Calvin Abney from Oklahoma, and came up, and then another guy, I think he's also from the Oklahoma area, but yeah, it was just it was really neat, but that was my first time in Dead Wax, so it is a cool little store too.
Yeah, Dead Wax is awesome.
Yeah,
I love that place. It's Kansas City. We've got good record stores, yeah. right? But that is definitely something I do love about coming to St. Louis. Is I know when we were going around, when I was going around selling the CD to the record stores, half the reasons we were going was just so that I could go peruse. Yeah. my buddies basically had to drag me out of a couple of those places, but
sure.
Hey, you know, that's what you're there for, is to buy awesome vinyl and
yeah, man.
Trying to build your own collection, and so yeah. Hopefully maybe someday we'll be on vinyl, guys.
That's the plan.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
There's a song, this girl, Rose Falcon, I met at like some country kind of festival thing. It was Willie Nelson's Country Throwdown, but they had like a singer songwriter tent sponsored by Bluebird Cafe, mm-hmm. and she was there, and she wrote this song, and it's all about, like, you know, like kind of these older times or whatever, and like, you know, it's like, but the line in the chorus is, "We belong on vinyl," like this old you know, they're these old souls or whatever, and it's just like, anyway, she sang it that night, and I was like, this is an awesome song, and I relate to it a lot, and because I'm a huge vinyl enthusiast myself, and I was like, I ended up emailing her, because she doesn't have it, like, available at all, so I emailed her, and I was like, anyway, you can, like, send me that, and she did, and sent me, like, a, you know, just a demo copy that she had, and, but hopefully somebody picks it up and puts it on the record. It's a good one, but yeah, just, I'm like I said, I'd be cool to get having your stuff on vinyl, and you know, even if it's a limited thing or whatever, but just having it, like, it's for me, that's such an iconic thing, and to be at that level where you can, all the artwork, the music, and everything, and it's just a cool experience. I think it's something about dropping the needle on a record and holding that, and then compared to hit and play on a CD or MP3s or whatever, it's just...
Absolutely. It's just so much more intimate. A lot more involved. I'm right there with you. It's, kind of only halfway joking, but in all seriousness, it's one of our goals.
Yeah.
To be able to, at some point, financially justify putting our music on vinyl. We'll have to be a little bit bigger to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not in the budget yet.
Says our accountant drummer.
He's good with numbers.
You guys have only been a group like a year or something?
We just celebrated celebrating our 1 year anniversary. Next week will be the first show that we ever played.
True. We played for about 3 months before that, though.
Yeah.
As in my basement.
Yeah.
In my basement, too, at the time. Now, but
true. came up with the name in January of 2015 and then played a show in April of 2015 and then came out with an EP in October. And, yeah, it's been just off to the races. It's been working really, really hard and trying to, I think take it as seriously as we can, all of us being... full-time doing something, whether it be John in grad school and Ricky doing his accounting things for
his accounting. No one knows that, actually.
I just thought, I always just imagine you fudging numbers just constantly.
That's illegal, Jeff. Sorry. I shouldn't be saying that. Not on the radio.
Not on the radio. Off the radio.
On the podcast, yeah. And so really trying to put as much effort into it as we can, take it very seriously. I think we've all had our own pet projects in the past, and like I think you and I had mentioned, we were talking offline earlier, how just here in St. Louis was in a group here not long ago, just a few years back, but this is really the first group I think all three of us have been. Don't want to speak for you guys, but I think this is the first group all three of us have been in that all three of us have kind of been on board. Those musicians who are listening right now will probably totally get that, right? You get that as...
Sure.
When everyone's on the same page and everyone's moving forward, it's a game changer. And so we're definitely experiencing that right now. It's just awesome and fun. And it makes it feel like it's not as hard of work as it is when you're doing it with two of your really good friends who we all have each other's back, and definitely appreciate that.
Yeah. Seven songs on the EP?
Six songs.
Yeah. And you were those all like you guys put together as a group, or was it, or did you bring Jeff bring songs to the band, or how'd that come about?
Yeah, our songwriting process has definitely been changing. We've thrown a lot of different things at the wall just to see what sticks, but that six song EP, I would say, is a perfect mix between what was written before the group existed, what I had brought to the table, and what we did together. The oldest song being written when I was living in St. Louis, the newest one, us writing together.
We wrote it in the studio.
Yeah, and everything in between. One, actually, the sixth song wasn't supposed to be on the EP at all, and wrote it really after we were pretty much done recording, and just asked, hey, can we do a quick one take of this? And
very cool, yeah.
Now it's on the EP. So very new songs, very old songs. Our writing style is changing. It's becoming more and more collaborative the more and more we play together and the more we get used to each other's styles. We're still young, you know, and so we're still learning. We're still throwing things against the wall. We're still trying new things. We've changed, even in our bio, we've changed what we describe ourselves as far as style, probably 10 times in the last year, just because we continue to evolve, finding each other's strengths and starting to exploit those. Finally getting to that spot where we think we kind of know now and really kind of know what we can do and are starting to do that. And I think our next work is going to be all new stuff, really, and it won't have that mixture of old singer-songwriter stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. We all come from different places with different influences, so when we all get in the same room and start working on a concept that typically Jeff brings to the table, we turn into something completely different with a mix of very different influences. Jeff, what would you say your influences are?
My influences?
Yeah.
So my influences are very, you know, my favorite album when I was in high school was Rush of Blood to the Head by Coldplay, and then it was Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie, and had some Love Drug in there, and more of that alt rock, late 90s, early 2000s. You know, I'm very much probably the most indie rock guy here.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm the grunge guy, like Stone Temple Pilots, Soundgarden, Silverchair, like just all those guys, and then a few classic rock. So, man, I love the Beatles and Pink Floyd and stuff like that. So that's where I come from is as a musician.
Yeah, and I come from a background of prog rock. You know, as a drummer, Neil Peart is my idol, and I could never even come close to the number of toms that he has in his drum set.
Although he's tried.
I've tried. They won't let me. But I come from a prog rock background, so me being even in the same practice room as them, they have to tell me to temper the fills, you know, just hold a beat for once. you know, I also come from a bit of a folk rock background. You know, even though I love prog rock and love playing it, I really enjoy folk rock and some kind of more Celtic influences.
Yeah.
So it's I try to incorporate those as much as possible as well. So very different ends of the spectrum, but just really applying those to kind of concepts Jeff brings to the table result in some very interesting mixes that we have.
Well, and we're all perfectionists, so 9 out of 10 songs that we write never make it to the stage.
True.
So we definitely have to write a lot. we're constantly writing because of that.
Yeah, it is... It is fun. I mean, I guess that's the case with a lot of people and a lot of, especially entertainers and things, where you're kind of going to be your own worst critic in a sense. But man, I've been to some shows and like, there's something happens and I'm like, that was incredible. You know, I get to talk to them and they're like, oh, that was shit, you know, or whatever. Like, they'll say, you know, just like totally.
Or that was accidental.
Yeah. 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 It's
like, and the bass player did not play that. it's like sorry.
It's funny how there's so many very, like, as a fan, like, I'm watching these shows or hear these songs and, like, you know, I'm thinking, like, well, man, this is, you know, something really great here. And then it's like, but they as a musician, sometimes they'll have, like, a totally different opinion on it or whatever. And it's, I don't know, but it's hard to kind of keep that balance, like, of where, you know, you want to throw things out there or something new, but you also, you know, you don't want to, you know, you're sometimes afraid to say, you know, you're afraid of what people might think of it or whatever it is, and so I get that.
Yeah, I think that's all that art is, too, is you got to have thick skin anyways, because that's what you're doing, is you're presenting your soul to a bunch of people who don't know you. And letting them judge you for it.
Yeah, you're incredibly vulnerable up there. Like, hey, here's our songs or whatever. But yeah, it's I don't know. I that's why it bothers me so much. Like in more of intimate settings and things, when people go to shows and then just talk the whole time and stuff, and like it's already something, you know, very difficult for these people to even like. Say get up there and then play, but then you got people aren't even respecting the fact that like, hey, this guy's up here, you know, singing his heart out or whatever, and people are more worried about what's going on Facebook or whatever and stuff. And it's just like, it's if you're gonna pay to go to a show, you need to engage in and you know really listen. And if it's not for you, leave or you know whatever, go outside for a minute, because it doesn't mean the person next to you is not trying to enjoy the show. And But,
absolutely. I know personally I've become a big fan of these small, intimate settings. There's a place in Kansas City that they call themselves a listening room.
Yeah.
And it seats no more than 100 people. Jeff and I actually played there, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And the entire crowd was just engaged, all eyes forward. And when we were in the audience watching the other bands, we felt the same way. It's impossible to look away from what's happening up there. So we really appreciate those venues these days.
Yeah, I think a lot of that comes also from a venue, like, training an audience in a sense. You know, it's like...
Absolutely.
If you're doing those kind of shows or whatever it is, but you're going to train an audience and you're going to find that group that... And they know every time they come there that's going to be a listening room type of vibe and things like that. But we have a couple of places, and like off Broadway's. I mean, it also gets a little rowdy over there.
Broadway is such an awesome venue.
Yeah, it's a great spot, man. But they do a lot of great singer song. Like they just had a guy last night, and there was a seated show and a solo acoustic thing. I mean, it's even that. Like I've been over there times where people are still talking though, and it I don't know. It bothers me as a fan. Like I said, sometimes you just want to stop the show and tell everybody to shut up, and you know,
you know, so. We'll just. see you guys talking out in the audience, hey, we appreciate it. We'll just play louder.
Right. And we can. Our amps are generally only on about 5. Right. So.
Or we'll pull a third grade teacher and say, do you want to share that with the rest of the class? Yeah.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
Oh, man.
But in all seriousness, once again, one of the reasons we love coming to St. Louis is not only because we have ties here, not only because half the band is from this side of the state, but also just because I think in general, fans here are incredibly supportive, mm-hmm. respectful, but also just like encouraging, willing to give us good feedback, you know, really true, good fans of music and fans of the art. And we feel just like super accepted here.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does seem like our home away from home just because the people are so, I don't know, welcoming. Would that be the right word, Jeff? Yeah.
Welcoming.
Yeah. And very, very responsible music listeners, yeah. I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's cool to hear, like, especially from, I mean, even though you have ties to the city, but as essentially, you know, outsiders, as of being from a Kansas City-based band now and stuff, but it's cool to hear, like, you know, some of the different takes on our St. Louis community here. And stuff.
Absolutely. We'd say just in general with the arts, you know, I would consider breweries to be an art.
Yeah.
And they do it well here. Yeah. You guys do it great here. Yeah. That is an art.
Yeah, we know. Hey, that's true.
Yeah.
They do make one hell of a good beer here.
Yeah.
They make some good ones.
I a lot of times what I try to do on the show is I'll talk about some places enough to where, and then like I'll always be like, yeah, proud sponsor of the Rock Paper Pot, you know. hoping to one day get talking to give me some money to do this stuff, but I, you know, I always, you know, going on about the beers or whatever. So yeah, it's fun to play around with it, but yeah, in all seriousness, you know, seriously, if you want to give me some money to do this, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah. You guys want to throw one on here? Want to play something live for the show?
Yeah,
sure,
let's do it.
Show?
Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Get set up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. We'll play Fight and Flight, which is the first single off of our album, Fail It Forward. Yeah, this will be the acoustic version, so it'll sound a little bit different.
Just a bit. Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Come, we will. it's all my fault. And we're back to the
Send a mic at home and over in the corner.
Yeah, that was so you said that's available on the EP, which is locally available at Music Record Shop, Vintage Vinyl, and Dead Wax, or the shamelesspursuit.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Or the shamelesspursuit.com.
Spotify. I think we're on iTunes as well.
iTunes, SoundCloud. So,
yeah.
Reverb Nation, Facebook.
Some Russian website we've never heard of.
A few Russian websites, actually. And some of them we can't get on. Because I've tried.
It's like, this is
our good old government censors the internet, apparently.
Yeah,
we're pretty available.
I found the podcast, podcast essentially is just an RSS feed that gets picked up by a lot of different things. That's how it gets on iTunes and all the other services and things. But I Googled something and with the show, I guess, and then I noticed there was some other, like, Russian or European of some sort thing where the podcast was at, and I'm like, hey, we're going global, all right.
Yeah, we were laughing for a while, and it might still be true. Our number one Spotify listenership was in Istanbul.
Istanbul, yes.
Yeah?
Istanbul. It's recently been London, and then Paris was up there, and now I think it's Houston, which is just fine.
It's disappointing.
But it's not as
it's
the
fact. It's like, Istanbul was awesome. So, for all you listening out there in Istanbul,
yeah.
Good job.
Please keep it up.
I did want to tell the story about how this even came to be. I mean, I know, I don't know, I guess, Jeff, do you run the Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, I started noticing the name a lot being, liking pictures on the Instagram and stuff. And then, I guess that, led to we messaged and saying something. You said something about coming to town, and I was like, well, let's get together and record and meet up. So this is our first time, all this is we talked briefly over the internet, but sitting down today getting to know you guys and stuff. But how'd you even come about discovering the show on Instagram and stuff?
Oh man, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I know, I think you were a friend of a friend of ours. So I think we ended up just following you because you're a podcast in St. Louis and sound like a good time. And then, I think when I messaged you, just said something about your show and you were getting ready to, release, one of your episodes. And so I had just messaged you saying, hey, we're going to listen, right? But then really loved it. And so I think that's where the conversation came from our side. It was just really cool. We loved the long format and was listening, and it was fun hearing some some band names that we knew, some friends of ours being talked about on the show, and was like, hey, we need to get to know this guy because he's doing some pretty cool stuff.
Thanks, guys. I mean, I'm excited that you guys reached out and we made it all work out. I mean, this is cool.
Seriously appreciated as well, and hey, We're big fans of stickers. This is a side note, but your sticker game is
like awesome.
Oh, thank
for those of you who have not seen the back of Shane's car for starters, he's got some sweet sticker game. But then also your Rock Paper Podcast. Whoever doesn't have those, you need to hand them out. It's
definitely
on my car.
Your car, your guitar,
my guitar.
Amp.
I might take a few of them.
That's what every time I hand one out, I always tell people, it's partly a joke, but anything helps. But I always just slap it on your neighbor's car or a urinal or whatever it might be. It all works as long as people are seeing the name,
Sticker wars.
Yeah.
We do that a lot too. We have a habit of finding one on the urinal of every venue in which we play.
Yeah, always just to the left of the urinal, because you're at the urinal, you sit there, and then you look around, and you're just to the left. Yeah, so there we are. So
most of the time, John's wife takes care of the women's restroom, but when she's not there, then one of us has to awkwardly ask a girl, "Hey, could you do us a favor? This sticker in the women's bathroom, please." Hey, we made a few fans that way too. So.
A few dates as well, right, Jeff?
No, not true.
Yeah. So where does the band name come from? The Shameless Pursuit.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was funny being. Essentially pursued as through Instagram, so it was
and shamelessly at
that. Yeah, right.
we're pretty shameless.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the cliff notes of the story, I guess, but in St. Louis, the last group I was in St. Louis was actually a collaboration with a buddy of mine, Aaron Antonis, his name, and we were called the Aimless Pursuit, mostly because we knew we were going after something, but we didn't know what the heck we were going after. I think a lot of people can relate to that. As we were coming up with a band name, this group here, we had this big cork board in the basement called... I always mess up the name.
The band name, Big Board.
The band's name, Big Board, where we'd throw up band names up there and, trying to accomplish a few things with our band name, who we are, but also something memorable and also important to us.
And in a certain syllable range. And one that's not already taken. We've had some great band names that have already been taken.
Yeah, I can't believe. What was it?
Hope Tonic.
Hope Tonic was Nirvana. Was that one taken?
Oh, we wanted to name it after the state next to us. It's Kansas.
Yeah, Kansas. That's
already
taken. Every week at practice, we would vote, hey, which ones? And so we on the board, we would just move these post-it notes up and down, and one of them was the Shameless Pursuit.
And that actually started out as a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
We had the Nameless Pursuit for a while, and then the
Blameless
Pursuit.
The Shameless Pursuit.
But it actually just kept moving up the board because we actually really enjoyed it. We thought it really encapsulated kind of who we are.
Yeah.
And the fact that we feel the most like ourselves when we're playing music. We're behind our instruments.
Yeah, and it's definitely one of those names that you have. I think it means something different to different people because, we're all in different spots. But for us, it really was like a coming of age. It was, we might still be kind of not knowing what the heck we're doing with our lives. But, I think the great equalizer in this world as adults is that first really big failure that you have, that first time that you really screw up so bad, you're like, what am I going to do next, And once you have that big failure, I think it kind of frees you to not be scared of messing up as bad as you were before. I think a lot of us just we live our lives so scared of screwing up, so scared of failure. And so that's a piece, I think, at least for me personally, was, if we're going to go for it, if we're going to do this band thing, we're going to do it shamelessly. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it, and that is everything in life. Go for it and not be afraid of failing, not being afraid of screwing things up and, moving forward. And so it ended up being a very meaningful band name.
Absolutely. And another band name that kept moving up the board was Fail It Forward. But we actually thought that would make a much better album name and actually encapsulated kind of a microcosm of what we want our music to be about. So we actually made that our album name, and we feel like it captures our songs and and tracks in that order really well. We do feel like it tells a story. Jeff, you kind of want to tell the brief overview of the story that our album tells?
Yeah, it is. It's very much answering, or it's asking that question, and I'm kind of answering that question of, you know, if you are going to go after something because it's the right thing to do, and you know that there is no way you can possibly succeed, is that enough of a reason to not do it?
Right.
Meaning, if you know you're going to fail, does that mean you should just quit? Or should you still go for it, still try to do the right thing, and allow your failure to teach you and other people around you stuff? And so most of the songs on the EP are wrestling with that, whether it's a few songs about relationships wrestling with that, our single wrestles with that. But I think ultimately answering the question, no, you need to move forward and go for it, and know that, as John Wooden, my favorite basketball coach of all time, says, yeah, you didn't know I was going to pull up with John Wooden.
I didn't know that.
That failure is never final, right? Or failure is never fatal, I'm sorry, is what he says. He's rolling in his grave right now. But, And I think that's kind of the point. Is that kind of
absolutely
sure
fair?
Yeah, man. I totally get that, man. When I'm starting the show, I had no idea what I was doing. But it was something I was interested in and passionate about, music and stuff. And I was like, well, nobody's gonna give me a show. It's not gonna just, hey, here you go, and like. So it was something that if I wanted to do it, I had to do it on my own. And like I took that risk of learning it as I was going. So there's early shows are a little rough as we're trying to get the thing off the ground. But yeah, man, it's you got to take a chance in life. You got to run with it. And, you know, if it fails, it fails. You know, we're going to. But yeah, I agree, man.
Yeah.
Chase that dream.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, oh, chase that dream.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wearing a t-shirt. Yeah. Another t-shirt that I wear quite often is actually our a contemporary band in Kansas City called Run With It. So when you just mentioned we wanted to plug them. They played with us on our first show, and they're some of our best friends in Kansas City. So if you ever get a chance to listen to Run With It from Kansas City.
Very cool.
I think they come through St. Louis a decent amount. They
do they?
Well, they pass through a lot. They play a lot of the Illinois colleges and... I said Illinois.
don't retract that. Don't.
No, just let that one linger. Let that one. Yeah.
I always think about some of that. Like I say a lot of dumb. I mean, when you're on the mic as much as you know, and then you're recording an hour and things happen. But I always think about like if I could isolate like that one moment and then like loop it and then like make a ringtone out of it or what like, all these different ideas and stuff. If I could somehow. If I had enough time to mess with all that, like the
Rock Paper Podcast soundboard app.
Yeah, right.
I hear it coming out. I'll purchase it. Make a few ringtones.
Yeah. I also like this other podcast. I mentioned them a bunch of times, so it's always fun. But they go by About Last Night Podcast, and they're two hot comedians right now, Brad Williams and Adam Ray, who are I'm a big fan of, and they just have a third comic come on the show, and they talk to him about road stories and all this other stuff. But they get a lot of these random, kind of weird phrases that come out and organically on the show, and then they'll just be like, "Yeah, they're playing Coachella this year and stuff," like all these random like band names and stuff. So like that's funny with the different things that come up on their show, and they just, like I said, improv with it and run with it and say that, turn it into a band name and stuff. But yeah, that's, I think it's a lot of, it is funny how many of them, like, it is a joke, but how many of those band names, like, oh, that's really not too bad. Like, it could be a band name because there's so many of these goofy band names out there anyway.
Oh, yeah. Some crazy ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kangaroo Knife Fight. Is
what yeah. But they're a really good band.
They are, yeah. They're really good, but it's just like, come on.
It's like our friends, our St. Louis friends, Pirate Signal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I need to ask them about that band name. They're great. They're very talented, cool guys. You probably know the story behind them.
Sure. Yeah, we talked a little bit about. I always like to try to ask. I usually, one way or another, it's going to go into something, an interesting story of some sort. But yeah, no, they told the story. So yeah, I forget what episode number that is, but scroll through the archives and find Pirate Signal on here, and then check that out, man.
They're super cool guys.
Yeah, great guys, great sound, and they're always out playing. They're quite a bit around town, so.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we got the Instagram we mentioned. You guys are also on the Facebook and Twitter, and your website, theshamelesspursuit.com, right?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get our own URL.
Yeah.
No one else took it so far.
No one else took it, yeah. It's going to be famous one day.
We did an extensive Google search for a band name before settling on it this time.
Right.
After making mistakes in the past.
I can't believe Nirvana was taken. Yeah. I still can't believe that.
Yeah, man. That's the big, like, being Googleable. Being searchable. It's got to be something unique enough to where it pops up, but it also, you don't want to, like, you don't have anything too generic to where it gets lost in the search and stuff. So I talked to these guys. I don't know if you've met them or heard of them at all, but the group out of St. Louis here called Talk, T-O-K, and they've been around a while, but they're like, just cool, like garage rock stuff. But I forget if it was named after it, but Talk is the like abbreviation for the airport for Tokyo or what. So like it's so it gets, anytime you search them, at all this airport stuff or all this.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so it's, so you always have to be like Talk Band or something, always have to add something like that to it. And but yeah, it just, they found out the hard way that it's they love the name and they run, still using it, but it's just like, it is one of those things you have to be careful naming a band something. So
yeah, definitely. We were borderline obsessive as we were naming our band, though. We were Googling, getting onto GoDaddy and all those places and making sure we could own our own website.
Yeah, we looked for theshamelesspursuit.com.
Yeah.
And it came up, fortunately.
Now it exists.
Yeah. Now it exists.
It exists.
Yeah, our show name, like, was pretty organic. Like, we just had a list of some names, and I think Chris was actually picked this one, put it up, made up the name, like just a play on rock, paper, scissors. And then that, we threw it on Facebook, having our friends vote for it, had a list of names, and this was like the clear runaway winner. So we're like, all right, there it is, man. It's our name now.
Right.
So yeah, I don't know. So there's no cool story really.
Yeah.
Not, but that's the story and the name of the show.
That's awesome.
Oops, sorry.
That's all right. You guys playing footsie over there?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Jealous?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I guess we can close out the show with another track. We can put something on from the EP. Do you guys have any suggestions for that?
Yeah, I think we could play Doubt, which is our second single release.
Maybe part two.
Or part two.
Sing Louder, maybe.
Sing Louder.
Let's do Sing Louder.
Sing Louder. Which is our sixth single release.
We love the song Doubt. We'd encourage you to go listen to it, but it sounds much better with bass and full drum set and electric guitar.
Yeah.
So,
We can throw that on there. You guys have any big plans for the rest of the year? Plans for a new album or anything else in the works?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah. We're trying to. So we were actually just talking earlier today about this, how we're really looking forward to taking our time with our next. We're so proud of our album that we just released, and really, really happy with the way it turned out. We loved our sound engineer and producer, Mike McDonough. He did an awesome job. And this year, I think, is all about just us continuing to perfect our craft, playing lots of shows all over the place, and setting ourselves up to maybe in 2017, I think we'll probably be in a spot where we're ready to release our next full-length album, hopefully. But right now, it's just, hey, we're having fun with it.
Yeah.
we're moving forward in any space that allows us to move forward, which right now is just we're playing a ton of shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's I think that's key too. Is, yeah, just playing out a lot, you get tighter and they get the, you know, everything else.
Getting our 10,000 hours in.
Sure. Yeah.
It's taking some time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours.
And then, you know, the time on the road, too, you guys, you know, being in a car together and everything else, you learn.
Play
them. Yeah, I guess it all helps to get more of a cohesive unit and stuff. And
We haven't gotten to a spot where we're playing, like, really weird games on the road yet, but I think this summer we're planning on going out to Minnesota and Wisconsin on a little tour here late this summer, and I think we'll probably be pretty tired of each other by the end of
I just spent 3 hours in the car with Jeff. Yeah. I'd be tired of him.
You,
he just gets more attracted to me every day.
So. Yeah, it's hard. Hard to stay in the passenger side.
And you, what do you guys, on the way in, you had a... visit with some of our finest, huh?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, for sure did. Yeah. Hey, you know, St. Charles County Police Department, I just want to thank you for you're doing your civil service and making us about 10 minutes late to this today.
Yeah. Hopefully they weren't too hard on you.
Oh, no, they're all right.
Well, cool, guys. I appreciate you taking some time to hang before the show, and it's been awesome. I really enjoyed getting to talk with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us out.
Yeah, it really means a ton. We love it out here.
Yeah.
And opening your kitchen to us.
Yeah.
It's really a beautiful kitchen.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. That's a lot of
stuff. I even got my candles.
I know, did you like? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I noticed.
Yeah, I noticed. I was smelling apple cinnamon. I was wondering.
Hey, there's no cinnamon rolls, sorry.
No cinnamon rolls. It's just a candle. You did it again.
But yeah, find these guys online or on the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, shamelesspursuit.com, on the Bandcamp, and Spotify, we said, and iTunes, and all that. And you can pick it up locally in St. Louis at Music Record Shop, Vintage Vinyl, mm-hmm. and Dead Wax. You can find their EP.
Yeah, and of course you're always welcome to shoot us a Facebook message or email or anything like that, and we love hearing from folks, and
we are incredibly vain.
We are very vain.
We need affirmation.
We absolutely. If you liked it and you want to make us feel a little better about ourselves,
sure.
By sending us a message and saying that you liked it, we'd really appreciate it.
It's actually a mask for low self-esteem. We really need your affirmation.
All right. Well, I guess stick around for... Sing it loud, right?
Or sing louder.
Sing louder.
Sing louder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I messed up the title.
No worries. We do it all the time. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I think is it something like, I think it's a Kiss title. Sing it or
sing
something. There's like sing it loud or something or loud. There's something like that. What I something closer to what I said. Not.
Like a children's? You said a children's book?
Yeah. No, Kiss.
Oh, Kiss song.
Yeah.
Well, most Kiss songs are kind of like children's books.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that.
Yeah. But yeah, stick around for that tune. And like I said, if you like it, go buy it. Support these guys out there working, trying to make it. So
yeah, thanks a lot, Shane.
Support local and independent music.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you guys later. Garden was growing strong, but our petals fall. And this fierce storm showers our blossoms and removes them all. But we're waiting slowly, slowly. The storm to break.
On the numbers, this new year still gives us new hope, even through all our fears. And you sing it louder, louder. You sing your song to me.
Rock paper podcast, y'all.